Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 8th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've had quite a few bumps in our road of preparation today, and now this is the third time we've read our podcast. The second time we ended up not having the microphone on. So we're kind of weary right now, but we're going to get some renewed energy because it's our goal to encourage others. Today's message is titled, Not Ashamed. Two scripture portions, Acts 5, verse 18, and Romans 1, verse 16.
They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Last Friday, we wrote a message about a church sign, which states, Contentment is enjoying the scenery while on a detour. But I also observe bumper stickers. In fact, an interesting glimpse of a society's moral state and values can be seen by the messages people post on their bumpers. Some display thoughtful messages, sports teams they enjoy, and so forth. But there are also so many tasteless, profane, and offensive messages that we'd rather not see. Now that we're entering the main political season here in America, we also see a lot of political signs and bumper stickers. A while back, I saw a car with a number of bumper stickers. Now, these cars get my attention since the owner is often strongly committed to a particular cause or viewpoint. I saw the fish outline, and I looked closely. I thought this might be a Christian, and he might be using the fish outline with the ancient ichthus expression. But instead of this, it had Darwin in the middle of the fish. Other bumper stickers on the car flaunted expressions that mocked God and the Christian faith, boldly and unashamedly proclaiming the owner's particular humanistic-based faith.
Bumper stickers can be tacky, but they also give us opportunity to display a faith-based message to others. As a young Christian, I remember a challenge to commitment that was seen on a bumper sticker, and I'm sure many of you will remember this as well. If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
In the daily text, the early disciples had been arrested, and unquestionably, the ruthless religious authorities had enough evidence to convict them. Well, the apostles had been very public in their witness for the Lord, unashamed in the proclamation of their testimony.
Following their arrest, the Lord miraculously intervened, and they were delivered from their prison cell by an angel. Scripture tells us in Acts 5, 19 and 20, But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. Well, they could have easily sneaked out of town through the dark night and escaped the fury of the high priest and the Sanhedrin. But Scripture goes on to say, But at daybreak they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. Well, these apostles were not afraid, and they were not ashamed to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ.
Today, let us who bear the name of Christ, without shame or fear, follow the disciples' example. I consider once again that old saying, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Now, I've never sought to be convicted of a crime, but I pray that others do accuse me of being a Christian. If I'm ever arrested, I pray there will be abundant and indisputable evidence for a conviction. That's an accusation and conviction that I would humbly accept. May it be true of all of us that we are not ashamed to be a Christian.
There's an old song that goes, I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed his name to bear. I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'll take him with me everywhere. Let's all pray together. Father, we pray for the courage and conviction to stand up for you and respond. We choose to obey God rather than men. When confronted by authority that contradicts or rebels against your commands, may we be found faithful in standing up for that which is right rather than that which is popular. By your grace, we will rejoice, like the apostles who left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Christ. Amen. And I just encourage you, if you have a moment, that you could take your Bible and read the entire chapter of Acts 5. It is truly inspiring and strengthening to our faith to stand up for the gospel.
It is. Amen. It's a wonderful chapter. I didn't really comment on Romans chapter 1, the verse that I used from there, but I basically get that theme of not being ashamed from that verse. Well, thanks for joining us today. We hope to eventually get this message out. It's about 1:30 now, and normally we want to have everything done by 12, so clearly we're behind our time frame today, but we do prepare these messages fresh each weekday morning, and it's our way of seeking to bring encouragement biblically to many all around the world, including you that's listened this far into our podcast. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This again is the message we prepared for Monday, September 8th, 2008. We have a lot of photos up on our site today because I went to a men's camp out this weekend and had some neat experiences that I like to share through my photos. We also have a couple of links to songs up today, including the song that Brooksine shared a portion of the words to called what is that song?
I'll tell
the world that I'm a Christian.
Just
the music on the piano. Somebody just seeking on a homemade type way to bless others. And I'm thankful for that. After all, our ministry's pretty homemade ministry. And we are grateful for the leveling field the internet can bring to ministries small like ours to touch many lives for Christ. Well, thanks for joining us. May God give you a resolve today to stand unashamed for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.